This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 on your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
It is Ben and Woods.
Yeah.
One more week, at least.
It's always Ben and Woods.
It's Ben and Woods this coming week, and then you're going to be gone on paternity leave for a little while.
Yeah.
And I fully support your decision.
Well, thank you.
Family first. Always family first. And we are going to miss you desperately. We're going to be so sad not to have our Woodsy here in the mornings. But we do have to prepare for your departure.
Correct.
And, you know, I'm a little nervous, obviously, about it. It's 4 hours. Paulie's going to have to step up, and he already does a lot. He's going to have to play an even bigger role every single morning as we just get through for, a few weeks without you until you come back from paternity leave. Now, obviously, in our normal dynamic, you and Paul discuss things a little bit more than the three of us get together because I'm working. And
yeah.
So you get, there's a lot of things I get to. And all of a sudden in the morning, I go, what's going on? What have you guys planned? And
right.
You have to fill me in. So I thought, well, there's no reason to include you in show planning for when you're going to be gone. Just
but
take it off your table.
I want to be involved.
Take it off the table. You need to be worried about a newborn coming into your home.
My name
is on. Existing
son. My name is on the non-existent marquee.
How about that?
And all those billboards around town?
About that. Well, what billboards?
All those billboards. The Ben and Woods billboards.
Well, you see on the rundown, usually we write, you know, hey, Ben, ask us about this, or surprise, you know.
Right,
roll,
surprise.
Roll with us on this one. You see at 7 o'clock it says surprise. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned that yet.
So, yeah. So
you
don't
know about this.
This is just an idea that we floated out there.
This sucks already.
That I thought maybe, you know, you don't need to have responsibility for what's going on without you. Basically, take your name off of it, both figuratively and perhaps literally while you're gone. I thought, what should we go with? And I was thinking, well, the Ben Higgins Show.
Oh,
we
could, you ego,
we could
maniacal,
go with while you're gone.
This is so radio.
I mean, you're not here helping me, really. So it's not like you should be getting the credit while you're gone either. But that didn't seem fair because Paulie really is going to be doing a ton of work. He already does a ton of work, and he's going to be doing more. So I thought perhaps just for temp, you know, and this is obviously not permanent, but while you are on paternity leave, that we could use a little refresh for the show and the show open here.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here it comes.
It's Ben and Paul.
Oh. I'm trying to say this nicely. When you look at Ben and me, it doesn't scream at me.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Paul Reindel.
I want to win.
Oh, my God.
I want to win at all costs. I want to fly, cheat, and steal. But whatever it takes, I'm willing
to do.
You
sons of bitches.
Ben and Paul.
Blame it on the Henry.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Now you don't have to worry while you're gone that someone is blaming you. If we do a bad bit, if I have a bad segment, it doesn't go on your record. It's
it
not
does.
The Ben and Woods show. It's the Ben and Paul show while you are gone. And then the day you come back, it's Ben and Woods again.
Play it again. I want to hear this again.
show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Paul.
Try to say this nicely. Oh, you look at Ben and me. It doesn't scream at me.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka bicka bow bow bow. Bicka bow bow bump bump. What what? Ha 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Paul Reindl.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. Fly,
oh my God!
But whatever it takes, I'm willing to do. Oh,
Ben and Paul,
blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
I knew that this paternity leave was going to be a nightmare.
Can't see too well. Is that Wally Pipp over
there? Oh my God! Yeah,
uh-oh,
Wally
uh-oh.
Pipp.
I mean, if you know things go really well, you might have a modified role when you return.
Can you imagine?
It'd be hard to take Paul's name off the marquee once he's on.
Yeah, if you guys start rolling and like get in a groove. Look, every business is cutting salary. They're like, well, if it's still just as good without Woods, we don't need to pay him.
We're not going to cut you out. You have a job when you come back.
Allegedly.
On Ben and Crew.
Ben and Crew.
Ben and Friends.
Ben and Friends. Roman says he likes the Reindl Report featuring Ben. Yeah, how would you feel about that?
Well, if I'm gone for a couple of days, that's probably what it's going to end up being.
I'm so fascinated at how you guys are going to manage this without me. I really am. Now, I'm a bit of an egomaniac and think that, well, there's no way they're going to be able to continue. There's just no way. You can't go on. Ben and Woods is not Ben and Woods without Woods.
That's true.
But it's going.
So now it's
Ben and Paul.
Now it's Ben and Paul. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to come back and Paul... It's going to be like, well, I don't want to step back into a third chair role. Like, it was an awful decision to have another child, damn
Ben
it.
And Bunch. The Ben Bunch.
It's awful.
In the mornings.
This is awful. Ben and Fredo. How about that, Paulie? Yeah, I'm going to come back and Paul's going to have gold chains on. He's going to be wearing sunglasses while we do the show. It's really going to go to his head. That's what I'm most afraid of. It's going to go to Paul's head.
I see the new intro. So great, says Richard. Thank you, Richard. Paul did a nice job putting that together.
That was awesome. Are you going to change the Twitter? The
Ooh,
Ben and Paul
that's good
show?
Ooh. We're not verified. It's an easy change.
All right, well, here's the deal then. You get nothing from me. You don't get a check-in. You don't get a call-in. You don't get a bit idea. You get nothing. Literally nothing. I'm going to do what Ben does to us every night. I'm just going to turn my phone off.
Maybe we can. You can be on probation, and if you still contribute for the first few days, we'll keep it as Ben and Woods. And if all of a sudden you forget to call in and you're not adding anything to the program while you're gone, then we already have the intro ready made for Ben and Paul.
I'm going to HR today because I feel attacked, and I feel that this is now turned into a hostile work environment. I'm being bullied. And this is how radio goes, man. I'm telling you, they forget about you quick. They really, really do. Donovan says, love the new Ben and Paul intro. Already forgotten who used to be the co-host. That's what happens, man. They forget.
Don't really know. I mean, you were just saying that we still get like, where's Hammer? What happened to Hammer?
I got it 2 days ago. I'm like, he's been gone
he's
since March.
In March.
First and foremost.
We miss him still. We're trying to get him back.
I hate the idea.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's the deal. You just forget. You have to move on. You know, somebody does. You're like, hey, I'm Woodsy. I'd love to be able to sit and stroke your ego all day, but I got a 4-hour show to do. Right, and that's how it goes. That it's next man up.
Do the show, bitch,
and let's get started.
I hate this.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Paul.
I hate
it. Say this nicely. When you look at Ben and me, it doesn't scream at me.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka bicka bow bow bow. Bicka bow bow bump bump. What? Ha 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Paul Reindl.
Unbelievable.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I want to fly, cheat, and steal. But whatever it takes, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Paul.
Blame it on the Henry.
You really did match.
Word for word, I think.
It's so good.
Everything that Wood says in the open. That is fantastic.
I am going... I'm going to HR today.
All right, we're going until 9 o'clock. We got our Mort Report coming up later this hour at 7:35. Don't do this. It's just ahead. On a serious note, just quickly, Woods, because I didn't mention it yesterday. I meant to. Best wishes to Tim Flannery. I don't know if you saw that story.
I did, man.
Battling a staph infection in the hospital. It's just 2020. It's like, oh, man, you're trying to avoid COVID, and all of a sudden end up in the hospital. He's been there for like a couple weeks now, I think, battling this. And apparently he is responding well, from what I've heard, to the latest round of antibiotics. There's still obviously some concern. It's a serious thing when you get a staph infection. But Tim's good guy, Encinitas guy, longtime Encinitas guy like myself.
Big family friend of my mother-in-law's.
Well, and a musician as well. So you always appreciate the musical talent, as long with the baseball acumen that he showed with the Padres and, of course, with the Giants for many years, as Bruce Bochy's personal third base coach over the years. So.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ben.
He's tough as nails, man. He's tough as nails.
Oh, did you want to talk?
No, no.
Oh,
dang it. See, I'm already getting wedged out. I can just leave and see how you two dip S's roll the rest of the day. We'll get a little preview for everybody.
Are you curious? I noticed this yesterday. There were no real videos of the Dodgers celebrating. We always get those behind-the-scenes clubhouse videos. And I don't know if that was because they didn't do a champagne celebration. We saw them go back out into the field, obviously, or just they didn't want to publicize it because of COVID and already the Justin Turner controversy, that the last thing they wanted was more video of the Dodgers celebrating too close together without masks.
Probably smart not to show.
But it was weird. It's like the first time in my life that I remember a team winning a championship without, even the Lakers, you know, in the bubble, they had their celebration and they partied and you saw some videos of that, but you really saw almost nothing coming out from like the behind the scenes celebration of how the Dodgers partied after their World Series title.
I think that's a good thing. I don't think we need to, because it leads to more questions. It leads to more opportunity, right? The thing about COVID-19 is there's still so much we don't know, right? But we do know what optics are. We know what the optics are. And you can't disagree, even if you're a Dodger fan, and you can't disagree that the optics of Justin Turner going out onto the field, pulling his mask off for the picture to sit next to Dave Roberts, cancer survivor, you can't say, well, it's a good optic, and he deserved to be there. Guys, no one is saying he doesn't deserve to be there. He absolutely deserves to be there. My parents deserve to meet their new grandson. They do. They deserve to be there in the hospital when my son is born on Friday. They deserve it. They're not going to get to. Life sucks sometimes. You deal with it because you're an adult, okay? What's more important, the World Series celebration or the birth of my son? To me, it's the birth of my son. I want my parents there. I need my parents there. They can't be there. You know what I do? I deal with it. I don't jam them in the hospital. I don't shove them in the door. He absolutely deserves to celebrate with his team. Could you at least wear a mask when you do it? Gloves, something? Like, can you at least make it look like you give a rip?
Is that the essence of one of the reasons why it's become so politicized as well, this virus? Because some people are really following restrictions and protocols to the letter, and they miss all the fun stuff that they used to do. And others are completely ignoring it.
Yeah.
And not only are they, you know, at least perceived as putting others at risk and danger, but they're also, you know, flaunting, oh, look at all the fun we're having. I mean, you go out and you have a big party, a big wedding. It's like, but I gave up all of that so we could all be safe. So not only am I making the sacrifice, it's not doing any good because the rest of you aren't doing it. It really makes people mad out
there.
It
does. And you know, Ben, and I hear people talking about it. And look, I am in agreement with you that some of the, hey, this is okay, but this isn't. I agree, guys. I do. I really understand that some of it seems ludicrous. I've seen the new guidelines for California about gatherings and, you know, it's three family members, but only if one of them is under 6 feet. One guy
singing
has to,
Christmas carols, but at a low volume with masks on.
I get it. It's absurd. It's all absurd. But I think it's done in an abundance of caution. And I the thing that I can't get out of my mind with Justin Turner is them saying, you can't. And he says, F you, I'm going anyway. That's, to me, is about. You told a story earlier. You guys were having dinner last night, and there was a table of seven next to you. I hear table of seven, my heart starts pounding. It just does. That's just where it is. You know, when I go play golf, even that's probably a touch risky,
But I know the guy. I play with the same guys. I know what they're up to.
It's outside.
It's outside, and we wear masks. And
but there's some people who are going to go, I think you're doing too much.
That's
you're
it.
Even going out to dinner on a sidewalk.
Sure.
Or going out to play golf. Even that's too much. I've given up all of that.
I know.
To try to stay home and stay healthy. Everyone's got, I mean, no one's, I'm certainly not, you know, 100% perfect this entire time.
Me neither.
But there's also a ton I've given up and haven't been able to do. And I'm sure everyone is sympathizing and understanding that right now. And you see someone like Justin Turner, yeah, not only, you know, flaunt it, but like defy the rules that have been laid down. We hate the rules that have been laid down.
Oh, we hate them. They're terrible.
But most of us are trying to follow it. And when someone just says, I'm not following the rules.
I deserve this.
More than you deserve,
more than
whatever
you deserve, whatever you want, man. More than I deserve to be able to celebrate what I deserve it. Justin, you absolutely do, man. You absolutely do. But he's in one picture, you know, again, this is a guy with a positive COVID test. We know that now. It's positive. It was inconclusive. It came back positive. They pulled him. There's going to be debate on whether they pulled him too late, how that worked out. You know, he almost hit a homer in that game. He hit one to the wall. Had he hit a homer in that game, are the 12 Tampa Bay Rays fans protesting outside of Dodger Stadium next year like the Dodger fans were protesting every time they saw the Astros bus pull up? Are they going to be doing city council meetings trying to get the World Series reversed like Dodger fans did with the Astros? Honestly, Justin Turner hits a bomb there. How pissed are you if you're a Rays fan? I mean, that dude was against the wall when he caught that ball. He got damn near all of it. If he makes a competitive edge for that team that night, holy cow, it's a different ball game altogether today. And so it's still bad enough. And I think had he been, and I heard this, I heard our buddies do this, they said this in their podcast, had he been the guy that said, that sent out a tweet and said, hey, I found out I had a COVID test. Nothing in the world I want to do more than celebrate with my brothers. I can't. I can't do it. That goes a long way. He's a hero. He's not a hero anymore.
We'll talk some more baseball coming up later in the show. We had teams deciding on contract options yesterday, and it was very telling as to what kind of offseason this may be like in Major League Baseball.
It was like a mini bloodbath
yesterday.
It
wasn't a good day. If you're a baseball free agent, you're looking at yesterday and you're shaking your head going, uh-oh, this is not going to be great. So that's coming up. We got our Mort Report at the bottom of the hour, and Don't Do This is coming up next, Woods.
It is.
We have an update on the Kardashians and their exotic tropical island vacation.
Ben brought that story up, by the way. This is what you guys have to look forward to when I'm gone.
It's coming up. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.